If someone is a graduate student at UB in one of the STEM fields and they want to stay here for a job, can they?
They can. A lot of times employers are willing to sponsor those students for a work-based visa. They're not always easy to get, but they can certainly give it a shot in the government's H-1B lottery. And if that application is accepted for adjudication and approved, they can certainly stay for up to a six-year period. A lot of times, employers want to sponsor those individuals for a green card later down the line, so that's a great benefit to allow a family and individual to stay and work in the United States.
Now, you say H-1B. That's one of these categories for people with special skills, correct?
Correct, it is, yes. The H-1B category is for individuals who work in a specialty occupation, which traditionally requires a bachelor's degree or higher. The government limits the number of H-1B visas available each year, so when the filing period is open on April 1st of each year, hundreds of thousands of applicants submit their application for a five-day filing period. And if selected and approved in a random lottery system, that person is considered a very lucky H-1B holder.
So if you're a company on the medical campus or something like that, you probably want people with degrees and advanced degrees in these exotic fields, and these people want to work in these exotic fields.
Yes, absolutely. And there's often an argument made against providing visas and green cards to these highly skilled foreign nationals because people believe that doing so harms the job prospects for Americans. What people don't realize all the time is that these skilled scientists and researchers and professionals, they create more jobs and innovations. And additionally, these individuals are typically hired as part of the normal recruitment process, which complements, not replaces, Americans. So in my opinion, if the U.S. is to thrive in the globalized 21st century economy, employment-based immigration has to be seen as a strategic resource that can both meet the labor market needs and foster economic growth and competition while still protecting U.S. workers and improving wages and working conditions.
Is it complicated if this particular graduate student has a husband or wife or family or kids, or is it all part of the process?
Yeah, it's not necessarily complicated. These visa categories allow for spouses and unmarried children under the age of 21 to accompany these workers. They're considered derivatives, and they are entitled to a derivative status.
Are you getting these applications, or for that matter, graduate students from, say, the University of Toronto who want to work here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we get these applications all the time.
Washington being Washington, is it complicated?
It's certainly not an easy process to navigate. There's a lot of nuances. We call it alphabet soup. There's so many different employment-based categories that an individual may qualify for. So I certainly recommend engaging a professional immigration attorney to help assess the situation. We work with both companies, hospitals, research institutions, and whatnot, as well as foreign national individuals on the individual level. It's not an easy process to navigate alone, especially if you're not familiar with the U.S. immigration system.
I would think that some of the prospective employers have difficulty finding people with the kind of skills they're looking for. And we've got a grad student at UB who has interned with us, and he or she is just what we need. Can you keep this person?
It can certainly be difficult for companies to maintain working relationships with foreign nationals if they are moving away from the F-1 status into the H-1B status. Like I said, the H-1B category is a lottery, so it can be difficult.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Jennifer Boehm has been here, and we've been talking about immigration. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.